The U.S. Forest Service wrapped up objection hearings Wednesday on a plan that could shape the future of timber in the Tongass National Forest. It was the last chance for the public to register opposition to the plan, which has been nearly 3 years in the making and will go into effect this winter. About 27 groups and organizations testified in opposition, including the state of Alaska. Timber industry reps say the Forest Service plan transitions them too quickly from logging valuable old-growth trees to smaller, young-growth timber. Meanwhile, some environmentalists believe there's too much old growth left on the table. Beth Pendleton of the Forest Service says the plan outlines a new direction for the Tongass, but that doesn't mean it's set in stone. If the changes aren't working out as hoped, the Forest Service will adapt.
So as new information becomes available, because we're moving into a new management regime, for example, around young growth, that we take that information more real time and make adjustments in that management approach.
In all, less than 400 timber industry jobs remain in Southeast. Pendleton has until November 28th to respond to the objectors about what changes the Forest Service will incorporate, if any. The final plan is expected to be completed this December.